Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
And welcome to the Nuclear Medical Report. We have Tim Alexander. And Tim, what's the latest news? I heard that the nuclear agreement with Six Nations is now penciled in with Iran.
Right.
As they say, the devil's in the details. I thought they should be dropping people with clipboards and radiation detectors.
They're going to do that more, actually.
Validation.
Briefly read through what they call the parameters for a joint comprehensive plan of action regarding the Islamic Republic Iran's nuclear program, abbreviated JCPOA, and it's pretty tough. Iran can continue to do certain types of enrichment, but only at 3.67%, and that's a long way from anything weapons grade. And they use that for various medical, scientific, and scientific research. They agreed to reduce their stockpile of low enriched uranium quite dramatically for 15 years, et cetera, et cetera. And there's all kind of continuous IAEA monitoring storage facilities and open doors to the IAEA. They're not going to take their word for anything. By and large, I think it's a positive thing. Anything that is a step back from World War III, even if it's just in one area, I consider positive. I don't trust the Iranians, but by the same token, they're not the ones that have been funding all the wars in the Middle East, the globalists and the Zionists have. So, I think this is a positive thing. I'm sure Bibi Netanyahu is having conniption fits about it, but he's one of these people that another Saul Wari didn't like. But I think this is a positive thing for America. It's a positive thing for the world. So it appears that the five permanent members of the Security Council, plus Germany, plus the European Union and the United States and Iran, have reached an agreement. Now, it will be the end of June before the formal document is typed up and signed, but all the key points have been nailed down. So I think barring something really major, I think it will be all right.
Yeah. And I think, in other words, we've missed the this will also make it very difficult for Mr. Netanyahu to decide to start bombing.
Well, yeah, but, liars can come up with all kind of reasons, and
I think that despite the fact that here's the three defects, and you're a military expert, so I want to get your expertise on this issue. We know that most of the targets, including the deep centrifuges and the at Qom and the other areas in Iran, it's one third the size of the continental United States, so it's not going to be an easy trick to be able to bomb and actually disable or destroy the centrifuges and the nuclear sites. They can hit the Bashar reactor, which is very bad. And, of course, the downwind radiation, as the International Scientist for Social Responsibility basically stated, this will create a catastrophe downwind in Myanmar, China, Japan, South Korea, right across the Pacific Ocean to America. And nobody in the right mind wants to do it, because if we already saw the devastation from Fukushima, this will cause a massive burst. Radiation will be many times larger. You won't just have a reactor core meltdown and bubbling off over centuries. You'll have a massive core, literally vaporization, with radioactive isotopes dosing the air like a nuclear war. And the biological effects in the biosphere and the population downwind will be unbelievable. We're talking about hundreds of millions radioactive and many thousands to millions dead.
I think some people think, because they can't see radiation, it's not that big of a deal. But believe me, it is. One atom of plutonium ingested in the human body will eventually, if not immediately, but it will certainly eventually will cause death of that person.
Right.
We had on your show, I was on it with this retired colonel who was one of the U.S. Army's top nuclear warfare experts. And he said, yes, that is absolutely correct. Now, that's one atom, you know. You can't see an atom with the most powerful regular microscope. And to think of that, this stuff is extraordinarily dangerous. And we just really, really need not to to go anywhere where you have a war or a military strike that blows up a nuclear power plant. That's nuts. I think we've got enough from the China syndrome in three of our plants, or the Japanese plants at Fukushima. They're now saying, of course, they don't know how to fix it, blah, blah, blah. I don't think they've done anything other than...
Well, I give them specific actions.
I know.
They can do.
We've talked... Look, they don't want to fix it. That's
exactly. What you got to understand is the nuclear industry, number one, doesn't want to admit there's a problem because it means all the other nuclear plants in the world that don't have their fixes in the works are sitting ducks for extreme weather, which we know now is going to become more common to have day after tomorrow superstorms. Earthquakes and volcanoes are increased everywhere. For example, 5-plus Richter scale earthquakes in Japan and in Alaska have increased 500%. And almost all the reactors in the world are either in a strike zone for an earthquake, like all five reactors in Switzerland, or a tsunami zone, like all the reactors across France, Germany, Britain, and North America. Most of the reactors are sitting on the coast. And the ones inland in New Madrid Fault System are literally in the strike to the distance of the New Madrid Fault, which is the largest earthquake to strike the continental United States ever.
And one of the largest earthquakes. We were sold a bill of goods when we were kids, Dr. Bill, about nuclear power being safe and very economical. It's not safe, and the long-term costs are insane, and they're beginning to come due. At all these nuclear sites, you have the storage facilities for the so-called used rods. They don't know what the hell to do with them.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, they're dangerous. They're going to be dangerous for centuries. What do they do with them? Launch them to the sun. Well, then what if the rocket blows up? And that's not a very money efficient way to do it. I mean, they don't know what to do with them. And it's a very, as I think it was Einstein said, it's a very expensive way to boil water.
Basically,
you're boiling water for the steam to turn steam turbine generators to create electricity. And that's really dumb. There are a lot of other things that we probably ought to cover briefly here.
Yeah, let's get into them.
We had two U.S. Fighter jets made an emergency landing in Taiwan. These were FA-18, I believe, C models, the Hornet, not the Super Hornet, but probably one had an emergency, the other was flying with it. This is being interpreted by the mainstream media and others as a message to China. We don't normally land our military aircraft in Taiwan. And this is kind of a way to send a message to the mainland China to kind of to cool things. Could be. There was an article published that I think was very interesting by a Japanese news agency, and it revealed an unknown story about how World War III almost happened in 1962 during the Cuban Missile Crisis. In Okinawa, there were several U.S. Nuclear cruise-type missiles in four different locations, and the Cubans had just shot down our U-2 plane, and somehow by accident, the four sites in Okinawa had received a launch order. Now, at that time, we were at DEF CON 2, not DEF CON 1, and that caused them to hold back, and when they checked on it, everybody said, oh, my God, this was a mistake. Don't fire the missiles. But it almost happened, and it gives a good inclination of how dangerous things are right now.
Yeah.
one
crazy.
Mistake. One wow. mistake when everything is so hot can just bring Armageddon on.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Do you feel the aches and pains of your age? Do you often feel tired, and is your mind often clouded and forgetful? Well, it's time to stop the clock on aging with a proven system from NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical, the company that brings nutrition and medicine together, turns back the hands of time inside and out with Anti-Age Max. Protect against age-robbing cellular damage with Nutritrala, and combine both Anti-Age Max and Nutritrala with Collagen Max to regenerate healthy bones, ligaments, joints, and improve the collagen and elastin to your skin's appearance. Yes, you can look and feel youthful again when you give your body what it needs, Anti-Age Max. Order online at NutriMedical.com or call 888-212-8871 for Dr. Bill Deagle's proven Anti-Age Max system. That's 888-212-8871 or go to NutriMedical.com, spelled N-U-T-R-I, medical.com. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
By now you may have heard a bit about bitcoins, but did you know bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning bitcoins or trying to make money in the bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for bitcoins. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place.
That's how it will be.
Either your emotions have an echo.
So, Tim, you were mentioning about an article on veterans today.
Essentially, it alluded to the fact that Netanyahu made a major strategic blunder disrespecting the President of the United States before Congress. But more than that, what Veterans Today was saying, that they have established through their contacts that the Mossad set up a five-man assassination team, that they were sheep-dipping them as a Palestinian terrorist, and they were going to assassinate Obama. And Obama got the information on that. This is one of the things that's behind his somewhat of a change in his attitude. Now, is that true? I don't know. That was their information. I certainly don't have any information.
Let's put it this way. We don't have any validation, but it's plausible. How's that?
Absolutely.
Now, to be honest with you, this fits in with, and by the way, I had a quick chance to look at the entire movie put up by O'Reilly from Fox News and put there by Scott Ridley, you know, the agnostic, atheistic producer, co-producer of this Killing Jesus film, which I thought had a number of what I call theological major blunders in it. But it also alluded to the fact that Jesus went in, and he was an activist. He went into the temple grounds where the high priests were selling animals for sacrifice. Well, it's the same thing going on with Israel. Israel is now populated by globalists like CFR member Netanyahu, that basically is not doing the best thing for the Israeli citizens or for America and its particular interests in the Middle East. They're not a good ally. They pass intelligence information directly on to our enemy and potential enemies, China and Russia, or making them enemies, transferring supercomputer technology, weapons technology, etc. Israel basically tries to act like a rogue nation where it can just kind of proceed with attacking Iran. And the dialogue, if you were to believe it, was that Israel was going to attack Iran, and it was Obama literally, and the White House actually stated that they were going to shoot down Israeli jets if they tried to. With this deal, it kind of puts Netanyahu's plan to attack Iran on hold. And I personally think it pretty well guarantees that Iran eventually will get nuclear weapons. I don't think it's a solution. To be honest, the Maruna and Taqiya of sneaky Muslim Persians will actually be certain to make certain they have their own homegrown nuclear weapons. Now, if they want to order them, they can easily call Kim Jong-un if he's not busy doing, you know, the update to their crazy movie they did last year about the interview. Or they can call the people up in Waziristan, northern Pakistan, just across the Iranian border, where the third largest nuclear weapons facility in the world, which we helped to co-build with Mr. A.Q. Khan and a nuclear physicist from Pakistan. This is craziness, and our government is often on both sides.
Well,
we actually weaponize.
Dr. Bill, dead is dead. And to the person that's killed, does it really matter whether you won in a nuclear flash or maybe, you know, it took you a week or two to die miserably from radiation poisoning, or whether you died from some exotic virus that was created in advanced biowar lab? And if you look at the nature of what I call advanced biological warfare, which is recombinant DNA, genetic engineering technology, and so forth, which is way beyond what most people think of when they think of biological warfare. They think of powdered anthrax or something. That's your grandfather's biowar. Well, when you look at that, it has a potential global kill level very, very similar to that of a global thermonuclear warfare. And in fact, if you look at the Book of Revelation, it speaks of a third dying of wormwood, which we now know to be Chernobyl. That's a translation of Chernobyl. In other words, nuclear radiation, nuclear bombing, and so forth. And a third dying of plague, which very much sounds like, you know, advanced biological warfare. So they already have a global strategic weapon system that can reach out to the United States, to Canada, Australia, New Zealand, all over Europe, all over the Middle East, and certainly Israel, and with incredible levels of killing. And that killing can go on long after all of Iran would be turned to tritium, radioactive glass. You could kill every man, woman, child in Iran, and the viruses that their agents would have released around the world would still go on and on and on until they ran out of
So you're saying this is the gift that keeps on satanically giving for billions of years.
Well, or at least until everything that it can kill is dead and gone. And yeah, exactly. So what my point is, we don't really, you know, I see this drive towards more war and more war and more war and more war. Well, this is some really sick, evil people that are always pushing that. There are solutions to problems and ways to control rogue nations that don't necessarily involve charging to World War III. But we don't seem to be going there because we're not. The people behind the thrones have Satan at their heart,
right.
Not God in their heart.
Exactly. Tim, I noticed on one of your headings here, you have Japanese news agency reveals how World War III, it says two bars rather than three. Almost happened in 1962 during the Cuban Missile Crisis. Expand on that, because I think the current crisis right now with the Middle East blowing up, with the dialogue with Russia really bringing the area around Kiev to the brink of war in eastern Ukraine, we're literally in multiple hot spots at a proxy war with Russia already.
You have battle fleets off of the Crimean Peninsula, NATO battle fleets, and off of several places in Russia, et cetera, et cetera. And, you know, one mistake, one guy pushing a button accidentally or triggering something accidentally or code going through that was done by mistake can trigger a nuclear nightmare. Now, in 1962, during the Cuban Missile Crisis, the Cubans had just shot down with a Russian missile a U-2 and killed the pilot. And we had some missiles in Okinawa that could hit both China and Russia. They were more cruise-type missiles than ICBMs, and they were in four different locations. I think there were several in each location, maybe a 10 or 12. And the missile operators got this command to launch. And I said, oh, my God, you know, literally, I mean, can you imagine if you're sitting there and you get this command to launch? Well, they check them in three different ways, and the launch code is confirmed. And I said, oh, my God. But the one thing that kept them from immediately initiating that launch, well, there were two things. One, they knew the situation with Russia, but most weren't aimed at Russia at that location. They were aimed at China, and they were told to launch everything. Which didn't strike them as right. And then we were at DEFCON 2, not DEFCON 1. And they kind of got out of the loop, and they had to verify it. And when they went to verify it, they said, oh, that was a mistake. If they hadn't taken that step to go out of the loop and verify it in a way they actually weren't supposed to do it, and launched,
that's happened a number of times.
You've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective, and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
And, Tim, let's continue on some of these major news items. And, you know, all the negative news, all the positive news is that Yeshua Jesus came as the Father in the flesh. The best way to describe God is, even beyond the Trinity, is the three different forms like water, ice, water, and steam. It's all God. And Yeshua was the, quote, the fullness of the complete Father in the flesh. But he also said, when he returns, we shall be as he is, which means, when you're a saved Christian, you're also the incarnation of God. In a sense, you're a son or daughter of the Most High, and he was the Omer, the first fruit. So what he's really saying, he's the way. So if you follow his way, not only did he pay the price for sin, but when you follow God, your blood, which is your life, because all of your life and your money is all blood money, because it means you've literally put your life on the line, and if you do good in this evil world, you will, just like I've witnessed about my life as a doctor, being continually persecuted, and even while filleted alive by the medical profession, and seeing all the Christians have been persecuted.
Well, you're
just
outside
right
of the
century.
You like to tell people the truth about what will heal them, and
well, you're the ultimate bad boy.
You're an MD that does that. Shame on you, Dr. Bill. How dare you actually try to heal people?
Well, I'm just like sticking up for the injured worker.
Possible off of some poor dying person that they can.
Tim, sticking up for the injured worker that needs to get surgery done, like people with spinal compression in their upper cervical spine, they say, well, like when a director of health services came to me back in 97, when I was a director for the city of Denver, I wasn't a minor guy, I was the top guy. And he said, you need to close 32 cases, Dr. Deagle, because, you know, you're an excellent doctor, but if you don't close these 32 cases, we have angry companies. And, of course, Our companies even considered contacting the State Board of Examiners. In other words, they'd complain if I didn't comply. And I said, you've got to be kidding. He said, well, four of the cases, I said, if I close them, they're going to die. He said, is that a problem? And now you got to understand that when you stand up and you act as a Christian, and I tell people, I am a man of spittle. My job right now is I'm a mortarman for the New Jerusalem. And every living stone, every person out there that becomes a believer is a stone of the New Jerusalem. It's not something out there, it's us. When Jesus said, when I return, he's coming back for a glorious people, a priesthood who have ruled and reigned not for one millennium, but two. And what we are doing, when we actually stand up for the truth, which is the way, which Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. The truth isn't just the truth about spiritual things. It's geopolitical, it's astrophysical, it's chemical, it's biochemical, it's genetics. It's the truth about the fetus, which is
biological, etc. Well, we do that. And you know, we put our butts on the line because, I'll tell you, I was an anti-war activist during the Vietnam War. I saw that we were going to lose, that we weren't fighting it to win, and I said, why are we doing this? And I lost two friends and a neighbor down the street was a light colonel in the Air Force. They had a wife, two little girls, and didn't come back. And, you know, I began questioning, and I hate to see my FBI file now because, of course, I was also involved in military aerospace, so I'm sure there's lots of stuff in there, and then now I'm on the air, millions of people listen to me talking about how corrupt Obama and the Democrats and Republicans are and so forth and so forth. I tangled with literally prime ministers and senior cabinet members in the UK ad nauseum, but, you know, you have to do what you have to do. Because
it's no different than Jesus disrupting the temple, though, when he threw over his money changers' tables and said, my house shall be a house of prayer. The Congress and the Senate should be a house of prayer. The state government should be a house of prayer. The city council should be a house of prayer. The churches and the pastors won't speak out. They should be houses of prayer, which means it's also houses of action.
That's true. And if you, and of course, tonight... this is, I'm Eastern Orthodox, and this year our Easter is a week later. Right. So what for most people this coming Sunday is Easter is Palm Sunday for us. But Holy Thursday night is not only the night that Christ instituted the Last Supper and the New Covenant, but also it was the night at the Garden of Gethsemane where he assumed on his shoulders, on his head, the sins of all mankind for all time. And that's why he wept tears of blood. No human being, and remember he was in a human body, he was also a human being, no human being without being God could have possibly handled the sins of untold billions of people from all time. But being God, he was able to handle them. Being God, he assumed it on, and the next day he gave his life for the remission of sins. Yeah. And on the third day rose, according to the scriptures, rose from the dead. And, you know, this is a very important time for us Christians because we're reminded of that. And if you have to understand that Christianity has a concept of God that's quite different. If you look at Islam, well, God, Allah is our God is great. Okay, yes, God is great. But God is love. God is peace. God is good. God is holy. Our God assumed the sins of all of us and died for them. You don't find that in the Islamic religion. You don't. The Jewish religion, it was leading up to that, but
I want to clarify something here, Tim, about what Jesus did. Jesus created what I call the soap of redemption. But if you don't apply soap with the action of the waters of repentance, there's no sin remitted from the person who's a sinner. So there's lots of people that are sinners still going to hell. So they have to have the waters of repentance along with the soap of Jesus' sacrifice.
Yeah, that's why, for example, determine whether you go to hell or heaven.
Right, that's why many are called, but few are chosen.
Not open the way, but you have to take the way.
Yeah, let me finish. Many are called, in other words, around the world, God is calling every human being, of every nation, every skin color, whatever, of all false religions. And that's why even when he was being persecuted by the Roman soldiers, and this was even in the show by O'Reilly that was put up by Ridley Scott, who's an atheist maniac, is that even the people who were persecuting, he was blessing them even from the cross as he was dying. And what we have to understand, and I've said this on the Rent show and on my on this show, we are both an I and a we. Jesus said, though you do it to the least of my brothers and sisters, you do it to me. He said, you know, it's easy for you to love your brothers and your sisters and the family that love you, but love your enemy. You know, bless them. If someone asks for your cloak, give them your whatever too.
And what other religion, by the way, besides Christianity, says anything like that?
There's nothing. Okay, and the reason is God's saying you're an individual, but you're also a we. You're an organism that's humanity that spreads into the past, present, and future. See, God exists beyond time space. He sees the perspective of his created bride, is literally the human race on the planet Earth. The sentient beings are not just individuals, we're also a we. And I know as a hyper empath, where I can be empathically connected to help diagnose and help heal people and even pray for them at distance, people understand that Jesus was, all the ancient prophets and people that could heal, understood that what I call spiritual truth that the Most High God gave, which is we cannot do things to each other because we're doing it to us collectively, we. And what Jesus taught is bless your enemies, pray for them. And you see, that's what got him killed. It got him killed because the high priest couldn't say, well, he didn't violate the law, he didn't violate what was said in all the scriptures, but he stirred people up to say, you can't sell dispensations to get away sin, to get sin. Like one of the, I call the abominations that was in the previous Catholic Church, and right now in many churches, including in the Kol Nidre aspect of Judaism, you can remit sins in the temple area of the time of the first of the church at the time of the temple at the time of Jesus. The high priests were actually selling, you know, doves and lambs so that they could make money for people that have to come in and quote remit their sins by having an animal sacrifice. They don't need to do that. Jesus paid the price. All we need to do is join our blood, our life, by hearing and doing Shema, the will of the Most High God, and then we will become, as eternal people, we'll create the New Jerusalem, us, will descend on earth and take over control. A Republican world made with eternal men and women that hear and do the will of God. That's what is God's purpose on earth.
Up until now, we have been losing the war. The war on multi-drug-resistant superbugs that have emerged due to the overuse of traditional antibiotics. It's time to start winning with Alimax from NutraMedical.com. Alimax kills all disease-causing bacteria, viruses, parasites, and pathogens. It prevents illness and reverses disease, saving limbs and lives. Alimax, AliUltra, and AliMed capsules and liquid, and Alimax cream all contain stabilized allicin, never before available. Allicin is the most powerful, plant-derived universal killer of all pathogens with no drug resistance and totally safe for both topical and oral application. AliMed is made with the world's only stabilized allicin extract. Read more and order AliMax from Dr. Bill Deagle's NutraMedical.com or call 888-212-8871. That's 888-212-8871. Or go to NutraMedical.com, spelled NutriMedical.com. NutraMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
And welcome back, and I have a couple other things to say, and of course tomorrow we're going to have our special firing line for Easter. It's important for people to get a perspective when they hear the news every day, not just the Easter weekend, or even now it's a week later for the Orthodox Church. People need to realize that true, quote, Christianity, which is broad, has many denominations. Some of the basic principles are very universal, and it's a matter of perspective. I believe, for example, that Yeshua was the full incarnation of the Father in the flesh, and Jesus' spirit was the Holy Spirit. In other words, you don't really separate into three persons. It really is different aspects of God. But God can't be contained just completely in even the human being of Jesus. He's an incarnation of the Father in the flesh, and so forth.
Well,
he's the,
you know,
the perfect
Patrick,
one.
When he was trying to convert the wild Irishmen, and they were having troubles with this concept of the Holy Trinity, he reached down and he picked up a clover,
sure,
a leaf clover, and he used that to say, "This is yes, it, there are three leaves, like three persons, but it's one clover." And that's why the,
but
the clover.
But even the idea of a personhood issue of God who's infinite, it's beyond the comprehension of a human mind. And we use that as a simple thing, because we are pretty simple beings, okay? So if we face that, we have, you know, the idea that we think we can comprehend the infinite one and his infinite knowledge, just think of how great God is. And he came down and incarnated as a human being, and with perfect knowledge, even as a fetus, that he was, quote, had God knowledge, Emmanuel, God with us. And literally walked through life knowing that he could have literally done anything he wanted to, but he actually came and basically said, "I'm going to show you how to be a human being in this fallen world, and you're not." He's not going to use his supernatural ability,
you know. Born
right,
in a hillside in Bethlehem, he could have been born in the grandest palace, or he could have sent his angels to build a palace that was indescribable to human beings. Yet he chose to be born and laid in a manger in swaddling clothes in literally a place where animals were kept because the everything was full, and and he worked as a carpenter with his hands for 30 years.
And by the way, with hard labor, with those old style, you know, planers and things like that, and using wooden nails and so on, this is hard work.
And, when you look at the Shroud of Turin, I mean, this and look at the body that's on it. This was a strong. He was a strong. It was a strong man.
Yeah. The way
you said that when you had a near death experience, that the Jesus you saw was that.
Well, I'll describe him, and I'll give people so you. Yeah. Exactly. I'll describe him. I was 8 and a half. I had a French surgeon do an operation, and I literally bled to death. I went down the tunnel of light and came out, and of course I was terrified. And all of a sudden, here's Jesus on the other side. He wore a white tunic with a broad golden sash with a double-quartered gold belt. He had his sandals on, but they shone like they were brass. And he had holes in his ankles and his wrists, not his hands. And he had vertical hatch marks where something had been shoved down, and his hair was pulled out of his beard in chunks. His beard was auburn as well as his hair, and it was long. And he had, you would call a long face with a very high brow and a cross, if you want to call it a wrinkle across the front of his head. It almost looked like a cross, actually. And he was very big, very muscular, you know. He could have big hands, you know, the kind of hard-working muscles you see in somebody that worked at hard labor their entire life. He was not a weak-looking man. He had broad shoulders, big guy, you know, not heavy, just, you know, built like, you know, if you saw him in mixed martial arts, you'd say, this guy's going to win, okay? And spoke very soft-spoken voice, you know, when I said, where am I? He said, you're at the gates of paradise or heaven. He said, that's where the Father lives, which is, you know, the place of the eternal now, where there is no past, present, future, and anything that you say or think is and becomes, because no evil thing can come to this place. And he said, I put my hand on this little bridge, and I was about to cross, and he said, don't cross the bridge or the silver cord will break. I said, what's that? And he said, well, bring it into your imagination. I could see the cord going down this tunnel of light that connected me with my physical body. And he said, if you cross it, it'll break, and he won't be able to go back to the world of the living. So I said, so can you show me it? And he said, sure. And he held my hand. He came across to my side, he held my hand, and all of a sudden we're over the Golden City, going through the countryside. And because it's not time and space, the things that he showed me would be equivalent to being with God for 500 years, not 5 seconds or 5 minutes. So there's a lot of things I know I'm not even permitted to talk about. But I can tell you what I do know is he said one of the things I could say is that in the entire universe, which is 460 quadrillion galaxies, more galaxies than grains of sand on every beach of every ocean, that God is still God. That our entire universe is an elemental particle and a water molecule and a butterfly in a universe where God is still God. And he cares about every hair in our head, every thought of our intent of our heart. He knows what's right for us. He's not just the source of some goodness and some wisdom and some knowledge. He's the source of all. In other words, whenever we think we can do something, this is important for people to understand the definition of good and evil. Good is to hear and do, Shema, the will of the Most High God, because it's always perfect, good, and righteous. And evil is anything other than that. So even when you do things that you think are good in your own mind, whether it's a treaty, even a good work toward a particular person.
What's the old saying, the road to hell is paved with good intentions?
But if you do God's will, God will bless it and amplify it. The same way, for example, some people, when I've prayed for them, they get spontaneous healing. Other times, they have to go through steps. Other people, I say, I can't guarantee that God's not going to interview you or take you home, but he's going to take you home a believer, because God's going to extend your days, reduce your discomfort, and help you. But you see, even a miraculous healing, even a resurrection from the dead, is always temporary. The most important thing is that your soul is resurrected to be fused to the Spirit of the Most High, so your will and God are married. It says nothing, no one is given in marriage. He's not talking about a marriage of a man and woman. He's talking about a marriage of the Most High God to our soul. So we go from being a mortal being to an immortal one. And people are always looking for the resurrection as a future thing of the physical body. That happens when you get to heaven. Your resurrection, in a sense, happens the moment you accept the will of the Most High God as prescient over everything else and even the other relationships, over your family, your wife, your children, everything. God comes first.
How could it not be the way? Because he knows everything, and everything literally is
right,
part of the creative of creation.
As a civilization, if we don't, you know, even in our Congress and our Senate and our President, if we don't have a moment of prayer, what we should be having as a President is every week we should have fireside chats, not just with Tim Alexander and your news blog, but with a President who actually starts off with a prayer and asks God's direction to direct not only the Congress and Senate, but himself to do not his will and his wisdom, but God's wisdom. And he'll give us dreams, visions. He'll bring about logical things that don't assault our intellect, but he'll give us solutions to every problem. And as we spread our world across the galaxy and interact with other advanced beings, we need to understand that our God is God everywhere in the universe. Our God cares about everything, every great whale now that's dying because of Fukushima Daiichi, because we won't fix it. He sees it and feels empathically the horror of other living things and human beings that are starving to death. Women are being persecuted by Islam. People are being beheaded as Christians in northern Syria. He sees all the evil of man, who in his own heart always thinks he's going to control by the power of, I guess the best way to describe Satan is the most powerful intellect in the universe without one fragment of eternity in him or God. No will of God in him, just his own power of his own intellect to be a super scientist, magician, and use of manipulation to try to control people. In other words, a complete control.
He's the ultimate loser.
Right, and the point is, you see, God, what God wants on the earth is he wants the New Jerusalem. He wants men and women who are eternal men and women who don't, as it says in Psalms, do not rest on your own wisdom, but in everything, you know, pray to God. And that's whether or not a surgeon's going in to operate on someone with meningioma, or a politician's trying to make a treaty, or someone who's deciding to make a business deal. If we had godly people, we would be respecting their business deals, our medical advances, and the fact that we're not going to lie to people and tell them the water is okay when it's toxic or dangerous, when we know the clear science is there, like with mercury amalgams. When many dentists lost their
God
lessons over
truth.
Life. God is truth.
He won't stand at a lying tongue.
Right, and I have had my persecution when I have done evil. It's always because I accepted as truth the words of man who lead me astray. But when you hear the words of God and you seek truth, whether it's science, technology, geopolitical, but you always consult God, he will always use you to lead you in the way of truth.
I like to think I'm smart, but I want to tell you, I can't hold a candle to the creator of the universe.
Nobody can.
His will
Nobody
is
can.
Always right. And my
no
will
matter.
Is just what other, you know? I mean,
yeah, exactly.
If I follow his will, it's okay. When I
exactly.
Don't.
It doesn't matter how smart you are. You can be a super genius. We are like a bug in God's world. But you know what he says? He pats us in the head. You want to do my will. You want to consult me. I will bless you. I will heal your body. I will heal your nation. I will
it's
take away.
One-on-one.
Exactly.
God Almighty to each and every one of us.
Yeah, you don't need a priestcraft to get there. The priest is just to be like a father in the church, which is why I like the Eastern Orthodox thing. They got to get rid of the celibacy in the Catholic Church. It's evil.
Oh, yeah.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.